I've worked with him before, I said. He's different. How? A lot of vampires feel remorse about their victims. It doesn't stop them from killing over and over. It's what they are. I've gazed him, I said quietly. He's trying to rise above the killer inside him. Elaine's brows knit into a frown at those words, and she gave me a slow and reluctant nod. Aren't we all? She murmured. I'm still not comfortable with the notion of him near my clients, and we need to get moving. Go ahead, Thomas said. I didn't look at my brother, but I said, You need to eat. Maybe later, Thomas said. I can't leave the women and children unguarded. I grabbed a pad of cheap paper with the hotel's logo and found a pencil in one of my pockets. I wrote a number on it and passed it to Thomas. Call Murphy. You won't be able to protect anyone if you're too weak, and you might kill one of them if you lose control of the hunger. Thomas's jaw tightened with frustration, but he took the offered piece of paper from my hand, only a little more roughly than necessary. Elaine studied him as she walked to the door with me. Then she said to him, You're different from most of them, aren't you? Probably just more deluded, Thomas replied. Good luck, Harry. Yeah, I said, feeling awkward. Look, after this is done, we have to talk. There's nothing to talk about, my brother said. We left, and I closed the door behind us. We took the Blue Beetle back to the Amber Inn and went to Elaine's room. The lights were off. The room was empty. There was a terrible sewer smell in the air. Damn it, Elaine whispered. She suddenly sagged and leaned against the doorway. I stepped past her and turned on the light in the bathroom. Anna Ashe's corpse stood in the shower, body stiff, leaning away from the shower head, but held in place by the electrical cord of a hairdryer, tied in a knot about the shower head and another around her neck. There hadn't been room enough for her to suspend herself with her feet off the floor. Ugly purple-black ligature marks showed on her neck around the cord. It was obviously a suicide. It obviously wasn't. We were too late.